You realize this is like day 34 of this stuff. Joe Bartlett, are you there?
I'm still here. Yep.
Am I right? Day 34, I'm counting.
Actually, it was 3 months ago that the first coronavirus case was confirmed in the United States, believe it or not.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the lockdown.
Lockdown.
Stay at home, shelter in place, the quarantine. Day 34 of that.
No, don't worry. Just another 2 months, you'll be okay.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. Another 2 weeks, 3 weeks, things will start to open up. So I think you're past the halfway point right now. Does it get easier? No, not really. Well, you thought it would get easier, didn't you? It doesn't.
Yeah.
You wake up like in the middle of the night all of a sudden go, what the hell's going on? It's like a, it's like a bad dream. Oh, no, wait a minute. It isn't a dream. It's real. I'm like stuck here. it does get to you after a while, right?
I'm dealing with it, you know.
Have you rethought the retiring? Because if you retire, this is what it is every day.
Well, actually, I'm going to delay my retirement. I'm going to work a little bit longer because.
See, he's thinking about this now.
even working here and working at home, there's still a lot of free time. I can't imagine what it's going to be like when I don't work.
You see, he's rethinking that retirement. He's not retiring. No. I'm going to see Noam Layden playing with the brakes on your car now.
I bet.
No, you see, sneaking away to play golf is a lot of fun. But when you got all the free time in the world, and that's what you do every day, it starts to get boring. It doesn't mean anything anymore, does it?
I don't know. I'll let you know when it gets boring.
I don't know. So if any of you out there thinking of retiring, just look what you've been through the last. If you didn't like the last 30 days, you're not going to like retirement. It's this is retirement. This is what you do. You know, you're big. Well, I'll take my walk today. And the big event is going to the supermarket because you may speak to the cashier. That's your whole social life.
It's about it. Right. Yeah.
You don't know what she said because she's got a mask on. They got that thing in the iPhone. It counts how many steps you take every day. You always try to do more than 10,000 steps a day. So I haven't looked at it in like 2-3 weeks. What's the point? So I picked up my iPhone, went to that app, see how many steps I've been taking a day. Oh my God. It's frightening. It's like a couple thousand a day. It was awful. Not much, but hopefully you got a couple more weeks of this. The good news is Governor Cuomo, is he not going to do a briefing today as a result of his trip to Washington?
He's going this afternoon. He may do an early one.
Yeah, we'll see. He's going to go to Washington. He's bringing his top team with him. They're going to meet in the Oval Office with the president. Now, you're saying, that's going to be a little rough, these two. These two are old, old friends. Donald Trump was at Governor Cuomo's bachelor party. These guys are friends. And a lot of that fighting, you know, you got to remember, and it's hard for normal people to do, but when you're a politician, a professional politician, you could have your worst enemy on earth fight with this guy tooth and nail. And then when you're in the room, you're fine. They're just tough enough that they can do it. They can do it. You watch Donald Trump where he gets so crazed at the reporter and starts cursing at Jim Acosta, yelling, screaming. And then 10 minutes later, he takes another question for him and he's fine. That's how tough these guys are. They can do this. I don't know. I don't have that ability, but they can do that. So they'll meet today. The governor wants money. And that's how you know we're getting towards the end of this. Remember 2 weeks ago, all you heard from him was ventilators. I need ventilators. I died of 40,000 ventilators. Everything was ventilators. Now he's never mentioned a ventilator. He's got thousands rusting away with cobwebs on him in a warehouse. So the thing now is money. He wants a relief package for New York, which means you're getting towards the end. It's the comeback. Now, can you imagine if we had legitimate news media in this country, how different things would be? The media is so rigged, so fixed. Every day they're screaming at President, where's your plan? How come you don't have a plan? What's the plan to reopen? So on Friday, they laid out a detailed plan. Phase one took 10 minutes to explain. Phase two, they went through every detail of the plan. You ever heard anybody ask Governor Cuomo what his plan is?
Yeah, he doesn't have one, really.
Nobody even asked. You know, all day long, people say to me, why isn't the president wearing a mask? I said, you're asking why Governor Cuomo isn't wearing a mask? No, I'm asking why President Trump isn't wearing a mask. You're asking why Governor Murphy isn't wearing a mask? No, I'm asking why President Trump isn't wearing a mask. You mean, why isn't Mayor de Blasio wearing? No, I want to know why President Trump isn't wearing a mask. Have you heard anybody say to Andrew Cuomo, why aren't you wearing a mask?
Never came up. never came up. Yep.
Now, the big news is the president has announced he's banning all immigration, temporarily banning all immigration, so that we can stop any second wave of coronavirus coming in. Now, what's the real reason he's banning all immigration? Just for tonight's briefing, just to create fireworks. Watch these reporters. Who's that fat woman from wherever she was, from NPR? She was asking about obesity. What about these? What about the obesity problem? I'm looking at her. She's like, she's asking about obesity. And that, who's that annoying woman from CBS?
Is it CNN?
There's a CNN one. There's a CBS one. Then there's the most annoying of all, Jim Acosta. Yeah. And that Jonathan Carl. He's like Jekyll and Hyde. He's total fake news one day. Then the next day, I'll ask a totally legitimate question. He just to throw you off. So the reason for this is tonight's briefing will be fireworks when they ask about immigration. They'll want the borders wide open. He's doing this deliberately so the public sees what side these reporters are on, that they're on the side of anything except America. They want total immigration, anybody, illegals, anything coming in, even in the middle of this crisis. Now, here's some news. This is a bit of a change in everything. The Surgeon General this morning said he now believes shoes can carry coronavirus. And a lot of people thought the bottom of a shoe is not anything to worry about. Some people are crazy. When they come home, they take off their shoes immediately, spray the bottom with Lysol. There's one study that showed it can be on the bottom of shoes. But the reason I discounted that, the study was done in a coronavirus ward in a hospital. Well, obviously, for it to be on your shoe, somebody would have to put droplets of a coronavirus on the floor. They'd have to sneeze, cough, or something like that. And then you'd have to, in a relatively short period of time, step on those droplets to get it on your shoes. Now, then, of course, you walk home and it's getting mashed up and it'd have to still be there. But the Surgeon General says he's seen other studies where it can live on the bottom of a shoe. So what that means is when you come home, take your shoes off immediately. Also, if you want, spray the bottom with Lysol. Soap and water is just as good. It'll kill the virus. Or the one thing that the other studies are showing, sunlight kills this virus. If you leave anything out in bright sunlight, it'll kill off the germs. Also, if it's mail, cardboard, just leave it for a day or two and it'll die off. So it's just one more thing to worry about. Although, the FDA, not that we trust them completely, but they're saying they don't think it lives on food containers, and they don't see any signs of transmission there. The biggest threat now seems to be coming from George Stephanopoulos. Did you see these pictures of him yesterday?
Yeah. The guy's got the virus.
He is the most disgusting human being on earth. This George Stephanopoulos was so proud to announce he had coronavirus. Then a week ago, they find he's got it, and he's wandering around Southampton, the village there. He's going into White's Pharmacy, which is a nice little mom-and-pop drugstore. I don't know who owns this, but I would think mom-and-pop are older people. Here's George Stephanopoulos. Now, he's saying, well, I wore a mask and gloves, but you put the mask on with your coronavirus fingers. You probably didn't use the gloves properly. So when you have coronavirus, you're not supposed to go shopping. You're not supposed to go into little stores. Now, yesterday in the New York Post, big story about he's walking around without his mask now. He's walking around the village of East Hampton. You can see him talking on his phone. No mask. It's just awful. So today he puts out a statement saying, what did he say? He's cleared of coronavirus.
I don't know about that. You can't be cleared that fast.
If that were true, Guinness would be calling him to put him in the Book of World Records for clearing coronavirus in 5 days. That would be the all-time record. He's cleared coronavirus. Do you see the video of Chris Cuomo coming out of his basement?
Yeah.
Anything this guy does, if he goes to the gym, it's a video. He's been doing this for years. If he's sitting at his desk working, typing, it's a video. So he says he's clear now, and he had video of him actually coming up the stairs out of his basement. This is really exciting stuff. So we think he's clear. I don't know if he ever had it, but he's been milking this for about 4 weeks. So he could be in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest case of coronavirus.
It's only 2 weeks, 14 days, right?
Yeah. Well, no, he's been there about 3 weeks. So,
okay.
But he never looked sick. I had doctors who watched his show every night and I said, I don't know. Talking a mile a minute for an hour, never coughs once. He looks fine. So no one knows if he really had it. You know who looks like he has it? He doesn't, but you know he looks sick is Mayor de Blasio. What is that look in his eyes? Joe Biden's eyes are more focused.
I don't know. What's he doing? You know, he's got a lot of free time on his hands.
Yeah, I mean, here he is yesterday.
These kind of community events, we love them, but they're not what we need right now. They're not the most essential things. And we have to be smart about it. We have to also recognize when thousands and thousands of people.
He's got that tone. And it's a kind of an annoying tone. He's talking about canceling all the parades, the Gay Pride Parade. What else? The Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Yep.
I think there's a underlying reason why they've canceled these parades. They're out of money. And every time you have one of these parades, it costs the city a couple million bucks. So you could save 20 million bucks by canceling 10 of these parades. So that's part of it. It costs a fortune in cleanup and extra police, all that stuff.
He just announced, while he's canceling those parades, he's going to have a parade for medical workers, a ticker tape parade.
Well, that's one parade. Forget the parade. It costs millions of dollars for the parade. We want to honor the medical workers, not just the medical workers. They're the biggest heroes, but the food service people, the mailmen, the truckers, sanitation, fire, police, everybody that went to work in this crisis, the delivery guys, it should be for all of them. But take the money, because it is a couple million to clean up after a parade and police it, and start a fund. Create a fund, and some of these hospital chains, some of the big ones, are talking about putting together a fund. They'll give $2,500 bonus to every worker. That's what you should do. Start a fund. I know a lot of people that would donate to that. Happy, you know, very wealthy people in New York. Don't call Michael Bloomberg, because he won't give you a penny for this. He is not interested. He just donated. You see, he put up like $40 million to fight coronavirus in Africa.
That's real nice of him.
In Africa, not here. In Africa. Yeah. In Africa, absolutely ridiculous. Now, why Africa? They don't even have much coronavirus there. I think because they got hit with the racist label all through the campaign. So I think it's to counter that. When questioned about this, he points out that the Bloomberg Foundation started a center for mayors to get help on coronavirus. If you look at what it is, it's nothing. It's just there's a couple of doctors at Johns Hopkins any mayor can call and ask for advice. But you don't need that. You know, most mayors have their own hospitals, their own doctors. So he's been ridiculous. By the way, Federal Election Commission has put out the numbers. He spent $1.2 billion on that campaign. That's unbelievable. Wow. He just flushed down the toilet $1.2 billion. Imagine spending over $1 billion to make a total fool out of yourself. Just make a ridiculous fool out of you. You know, before this all started, people looked at him and thought of him as some sort of impressive figure. Now he's just this guy who can't talk. He's the stammering, stuttering chef of the future in those debates. Not to mention, you can really see how cruel he was. He hired a huge staff of top people for his campaign, hundreds of them. But he did say to them, I guarantee you'll be employed through November. Because a lot of them had to leave other jobs. But they did it because guaranteed through November, that's guaranteed as 8 months of work. As soon as the campaign was over, he immediately fired them all.
Yeah, man of his word.
The real him came. They say in a crisis, the real you comes out. A lot of people are mad at Ellen DeGeneres. You know, doesn't she look sweet on her show?
Yeah.
She look wonderful. A big story today about how, I think it was the Daily Beast, about how the real her is coming out. Cruel, vicious, fired the staff during the pandemic. She's working from home, replaced them with non-union people. The real Ellen is coming out in all of this. Hey, check out the webpage. Got a lot of good stuff up there. Let me see. You know, Le Cirque, the great restaurant, maybe the greatest restaurant in New York in our lifetime, closed. And then the owner, Sirio, he died. One of the great guys in the world, died yesterday. Here's a great little 10 minutes. It's a great little piece. Bill Boggs did this. It's a day in the life of Le Cirque. If you want to see how a great restaurant operates, it's actually fascinating. Shows you what goes into just serving two meals a day in a restaurant, what has to happen behind the scenes. Also, you saw that Nancy Pelosi appearance on James Corden's show with her refrigerator and her ice cream. That's a $24,000 refrigerator.
Whoa.
And the ice cream is $15 a pint. It's this very special ice cream. Well, Donald Trump, the campaign, they took that and they made it into a devastating campaign ad. Watch this commercial. This is the new campaign ad against Nancy Pelosi. Also, Lion Joe Biden. You know, Donald Trump never said the terrible Nazi protesters in Charlottesville. Some of them are good people. Never said it. Here's Joe Biden telling the lie, and he gets confronted with the actual transcript, what really happened. Watch Biden get confronted. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. Let's go to Valerie in Queens. Valerie, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a quick shout-out to all the school crossing guards, which people seem to forget to mention.
Isn't school closed?
No, the schools are open because we have the feeding program.
Oh.
And also, I feel that I'm proud to be there on my post, because when the public sees me, especially the children, they feel that there's still a sense of normalcy happening.
Well, that's good. See, you do great work. Another hero out there working every day. Valerie, glad you're listening. Thanks for calling. Yeah, we got to thank everybody, the food workers, all of that. Everybody, mailmen are still working, delivery men. I hate to do it, but you got to give Jeff Bezos credit. He kept that Amazon moving and working throughout the crisis. You know who's really hard hit is Las Vegas. The casino owners, Wynn, MGM, all the casino owners are going nuts, demanding that they start reopening there. They want to be totally open by Memorial Day. The difference with Las Vegas, it's a one industry town. You know, in New York, you got hundreds of different industries. Some keep going, some don't. But in Las Vegas, everything depends on the casino industry, the whole town. So to shut that down is devastating to this town. So they want to get open by Memorial Day. I don't know. First of all, it's so hot in the summer in Las Vegas. Of course, you don't really go outside much. But also, I don't know. Those casinos are very crowded. I don't know. Joe Bartlett, what do you think? Will people be afraid to go back in those big, huge hotels?
I don't see too many people hopping on a plane to go into a crowded casino at the moment. No.
Yeah. Half that Las Vegas crowd can drive there, though, from Arizona, from California. Yeah, I don't know. Now, there's a couple of studies. There's an MIT study, and there's another one that are pointing to the New York City subway system. And they think that may be the sole reason New York got hit so hard. When you look at subways, they are really, really crowded under normal circumstances. So, remember the mayor and the governor didn't shut down the schools fast enough? And they thought kids get it in school. And there were cases in schools where a couple of kids had it, and they thought that was spreading it to families. But this study thinks that the single biggest cause was the New York City subway system. Nothing spread it more than the subways. Also, crowded elevators, especially you go to work in the morning, the elevator's packed. You get in the elevator, you know, in an office building in the morning, you can get in there with 20 people. Subway car is packed. As soon as all of this started and people start working from home, there were very few people on the subways. So you could get on a car and there'd be only two or three people in the subway car. You could be 15 feet apart. But then they cut down the number of trains dramatically. Everybody's packed together again. And that's been the case for about 2 weeks now. So they're worried that might have started a whole new round of infection. We haven't seen it yet. The numbers keep dropping.
Whose brilliant idea was that?
Well, you can blame the mayor, but the governor is in total control of the MTA and the subway system. But the decision was based on two things. It was costing like a couple hundred million a month to keep all those cars going, and they didn't have the workers. So many workers were getting sick. It sounded like a smart thing at the time, but it's ridiculous because the cars are crammed again, spreading the disease.
They're giving you a ticket if you get too close to people, you don't observe social distancing on a street, yet it doesn't apply in the subway.
Yeah, the governor is totally in charge of the subway. He runs it with the commissioner. Mayor has some seats on the board. But the other thing is crime got out of control down in the subway. Yeah. They've had increased it. The MTA, now what does this mean? The MTA has hired private security guards to help Private security. Yeah, I don't know. A lot of them are out sick, too. It's just gotten worse down there, and there are some councilmen now saying he's got to shut down the subway system. The other thing is, the big concern is nursing homes. That's where these people are older. Most of them have underlying conditions. Governor was asked about this. Did you know that when someone, an older person from the nursing home, goes to the hospital, they test positive for coronavirus, they send them back to the nursing home?
That's smart.
The governor wasn't aware of that. It makes no sense at all. Hey, let's go to Maria in Brooklyn. Maria, how you doing?
Yes, hi. Good morning. I just wanted to let you know that the president of the Transportation Committee for New York City is Idanis Rodriguez, a big sanctuary, obviously very busy with his sanctuary agenda type of guy, who totally failed at the job with the trains. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Yeah, that's the governor is going to Washington right now as we speak. He's going to meet with the president in the Oval Office. He's going to have a big meeting. He wants money. He wants a multi-billion dollar bailout. All this stuff will be on the table. No more sanctuary city. No more this. No more overpaying by 10,000% for all your infrastructure. No more of this crap. So this could be a long meeting. For these two, an hour would be a long meeting. But this could be an hour and a half, 2 hours. It'd be interesting to see what they have to say when they come out. I would think they'll come out together and do a little appearance.
How about Cuomo taking part in the president's regular briefing at 5 o'clock?
No, I don't think, the president won't do that. No, because Cuomo will still upstage him. He'll do one of his meatball stories, 6 hours on his grandfather who grew tomatoes in the garden. He'll talk about the meatballs for an hour now. Hey, when we come back, Lionel will be with us. Let's see what he thinks about all this virus, where it came from and what's going on, and all these regulations and these lockdowns. We'll get to that in a moment. On 710 WOR, let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
Okay, Mark. Mayor de Blasio says the city will hold a ticker tape parade for medical workers once the pandemic is over. Also says the city's going to buy 3,000 bridge ventilators for $10 million. He says they are locally made and they'll be used to treat patients with less severe respiratory problems. Governor Cuomo meeting with the president at the White House today. Cuomo wants help with testing, which he says is needed before the state can reopen. President Trump says he's going to sign an executive order temporarily suspending immigration to the U.S. He cited the attack from an invisible enemy and the need to protect the jobs of Americans. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy says he'll soon outline a blueprint for the state to reopen. It will include a key benchmark that needs to be hit. He will not put a timeline on it. He says if they reopen too soon, they risk a second wave or boomerang effect. The next update at 11, breaking news at 1. Start your day with Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning, 6 to 10 tomorrow. I'm Joe Bartlett on 710 WOR.
Showers and thunderstorms on the way for the afternoon, and some of those storms could be strong to severe. We'll see temperatures at 61. Partly cloudy, colder tonight. Gusty winds, a low 35. Sunshine for tomorrow with a high 51. And more showers back in the forecast on Thursday, 52. Rain Friday, high 51. Cloudy this hour, 55 WOR.
Good day, everyone. I'm Ron Insana. On Wall Street, stocks remain under pressure today. No turnaround Tuesday thus far. The Dow down as much as 600 points in the first few minutes of trading, paring those losses down just under 400 right now. Meanwhile, we have the S&P and NASDAQ down about 1.75% as well, as world markets were under pressure after oil collapsed and fell into negative territory in an unprecedented downward move yesterday. Now, the expiring May crude contract is sitting just above a dollar, but June crude, the new front month, is trading down below $15 a barrel. That is down more than 25% on the day. The demand for oil falling, the supply increasing, a devastating combination for the price of crude. Meanwhile, gold is also down. Interest rates moving lower. Existing home sales down 8% last month, expected to get worse going forward as the lingering effects of the coronavirus, even as some states open up, will take their toll on housing. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, 0.55%. If it closed there, that would be a record low yield for that interest rate, and indicate that the bond market, more than the stock market, is betting that this economic recovery will take a long time into the future. I'm Ron Insana for New York 710 WOR.
Hey, one of the great companies in America, MyPillow, makes these wonderful products. They make the biggest, most successful pillow in history, the MyPillow 30 million people, including me, sleep with a MyPillow. And all everything they make, all their great products made right here in the USA. And Mike Lindell figured out how to use his factories to start making face masks for our healthcare workers. First, he was turning out 10,000 at a time and then 50,000 at a time. And he's been making tons of them to help out. So you should support great companies like MyPillow. And this is a good time to do it because they're having their biggest ever buy one, get one free sale on some of their greatest products. The MyPillow. You can buy one, get one free. Those beautiful Giza Dream bed sheets, these soft, comfortable bed sheets that come in a variety of colors. Those are buy one, get one free. The duvet covers, the neck pillows, the go anywhere pillows, the 6-piece towel sets. They're all buy one, get one free. So do it right now. You get the 60-night money-back guarantee. You get the 10-year warranty. Now, to get that deal, you just need a promo code. Just type in WOR. That'll get you the buy one, get one free price. You'll get two for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and use the promo code WOR. Well, let's check in with Lionel, longtime radio TV host, a former prosecutor, attorney, and YouTube star. Check out Lionel Nation at YouTube. Lionel Nation at YouTube. Lionel, how you doing?
Well, we have completely given up whatever sense of liberty and self-respect that we had as a country. We've lost it. Mark, I don't know if you can say balls this early on the show, but we've lost ours. We've had an orchiectomy, a castration. We're gelding. We're just a bunch of sheep. And every night at 7 p.m., we open up our cell doors, and we bang our backs, and we say, hey, hey, and we wave our flags from our cells. And then we go on TV, and we watch our governor, Andrew Cuomo, talk about the ventilator. And then my mother's sausage. We had gravy. You may call it sauce. We call it gravy. What is the ventilator? What am I listening to? But here's the best one. You're like the you know, Little Mary Sunshine. 2 weeks tops. We'll be back before you know it.
Yeah.
Hold that bar. Oh, you're calling all your maitre d' friends when you and your, you know, your glitzy friends, you know, out there. It ain't going to happen.
What?
For a long time, because people like Fauci, oh, this guy's beautiful. Fauci, World Health, CDC, we just believe everything. Well, they're the government, right? Let me tell you what they're going to do. Somebody appointed Billy Gates vaccine czar. I don't know where this guy came from. He's a software developer. He's a nerd. He couldn't lure me out of a burning building.
And let's point out, his software was filled with viruses all the time.
Viruses, the oldest joke in the world, Marky, but that's okay. So anyway, so here is this guy, comes along. And by the way, why he's taking trips on Epstein's plane when he's got a $50 million plane?
I don't know. Getting a virus.
There you go. So anyway, so he says, now listen, Fauci, I need some more time. I've got the chance to dose 7 billion people. Eight billion, every single human being on the planet. And they're begging for it. They don't even know what it is. They don't. They're not even going to ask. But here's the best part. When I give this little vaccine that nobody will question, it's going to be administered, most probably, some believe, by something called a little micro needle. That used to be your nickname in high school, but I digress. Anyway, so this little micro needle, little patch, and in that little four-pronged micro needle, there will be this thing called a quantum micro dot. This is little dot, this little dye. And this dye will be, along with this vaccine, that you will not question. You'll just do anything. You'll do anything to go back to work. So then this dye is then allows government officials, police, this is all MIT spelled this out, it's very old. They can come up with a phone scanner and just look and see, by virtue of this app, who's been vaccinated. Now, Mark, the reason why Billy Gates wants this is not because he wants to tag every living human being in part of some sick, I don't know, mad scientist desire. And by the way, all of my Book of Revelations friends, Mark of the Beast, no, he's doing it because of, you see, Mark, people around the world don't have paperwork capabilities. They can't keep track of the vaccines. So you will then have, you are going to be marked, tagged with this little invisible to the naked eye type of dye for who knows how long. Is it safe? I don't know. What's in the vaccine? I don't know. What will this be able to tell? You've already tagged me for everything else. You know where I'm going. You got my phone, my credit card. You got my passport. You got Easy Pass. I'm on a 24/7 worldview panopticon. What do you possibly want to tag me with now? They don't know. But we're going to do this. Then there's an antibody test that Mark, so help me, nobody understands. The antibodies are for us to tell whether you've had the virus. Now, another thing they're saying is that people who had the flu vaccine before, guess what? There may be something in there that always shows up positive for COVID-19. Mm. I mean, we don't know these things. Nobody knows anything. The CDC is one of the greatest organizations, which is basically a pharmacy. This is a kind of like a vaccine men's warehouse now, sort of thing. It's incredible. The World Health Organization, by the way, add R-E to W-H-O, because that's what they are. Who is? For the pharmaceutical industry, for Bill Gates, China, name it. We have been walking around with our heads so far implanted in places that heads should not be, that we are so desperate, so on our knees, so tired and wanting to get back. They've broken our spirit and our backs. And Commandant Wilhelm, who says, and what you will do is, if you see one of your neighbors outside playing at the park, you call 311 and rat them out. This is our name. This is the guy, Mr. Che Guevara, Mr., you know, Lefty. This is the most draconian, totalitarian monster. He wants me to rat people out. Thank God Tom Brady was in Tampa and not here. They would have pulled a Sammy the Bull on him so fast. Mark, do you see what's happening? This isn't the country I recognize. We pride ourselves in the flag and liberty. Don't tread on me. We're the toughest, the baddest. We are wimps. We just give in. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Take your shoes off. Wash your hands. Don't wash your hands. Social distance. Go away. Go to Chinatown. Eat a bat. Go to wet markets. Don't do that. Have some ice cream. Sit down. Shut up. Go outside. 7 o'clock. Ding, 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 ding. We're it. We're living on a treadmill.
And well, Lionel, I want to thank you for cheering us up.
But you're the best. You come on. Hey, Joe. Hey, it's terrific. Hey, we're a couple of weeks. Couple of weeks.
So what do you think, you're 2 weeks?
Fauci. I need 2 more weeks with the vaccine. Stretch it. It's like a bad vaudeville act. You know, like the stretch. More. The numbers are going up. The numbers are going down. We don't even know. We're so numbered out. Mark, we're beaten. Do you understand?
So what are you saying? 3 weeks?
3 weeks? July, September. They're not. Are you kidding me? Now, I'm not saying you're going to go outside. Here's the question. Mark, let's.
All right, 4 weeks tops.
Here is the worst question I'm going to ask you, because this is your show, and you've had some of the worst guests on, so one more is not going to kill you. Let me ask you this question. This is the most important thing to know. Let's assume this thing takes 1 million people. 1 million people dead. Tragic. I can't believe I'm even saying this. Now ask yourself, you want me to give you numbers of how many people die? What is worth preventing the next depression? Now, I'm not saying I have answers. I'm not a physician.
I hate to say we're out of time, but
you're telling me we're out of time. Oh, but no.
Talk, you're like a Hallmark card. It's like cheery.
Talk about the sausage.
No, everybody, if you want to hear more, Lionel Nation at YouTube. He's a big YouTube star, millions of views. Lionel Nation at YouTube. And Lionel, thanks for being with us.
It's over, Mark. We He lost all right. his soul.
All right. Thanks for being with us. So what he's saying is could be 4 weeks. So. hey, check out the webpage. There's a lot of good stuff up there. We got there's a devastating new Trump ad. You saw Nancy Pelosi on TV the other night showing off her her freezer, her $24,000 refrigerator with all the world's most expensive ice cream in it. Well, the Trump campaign has made an ad out of this. It is a devastating ad against Nancy Pelosi. Take a look at it. Hey, also, we lost Sergio Maccioni, the great, probably our greatest restaurateur. Le Cirque, probably the biggest restaurant over the last few decades. Here's a great little documentary. It's like 10 minutes. It'll show you behind the scenes, one day in the life of this restaurant. But if you love restaurants, it's fascinating. It shows you what goes on in every restaurant from start to finish. You really learn a lot about the restaurant business in this. Also, check out this great Joe Biden video. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Don't forget, Rush will be here at noon. Sean Hannity, 3 to 6. You got Buck Sexton at 6 o'clock. It's great coverage all day long. I'm here every day, 10 to noon. Got one more hour to go. Bill O'Reilly will be with us in the next hour. Back right after the news on 710 WOR.